Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 8:42 on this Wednesday morning. What's going on with our Minnesota Wild? Not as much as we had hoped at this time of the year. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Joe Smith with The Athletic. Oh, Joe, what could have been here? I suppose there's some mathematical way, maybe, if the stars align, that they make the playoffs, but really there isn't a chance, especially after what happened last night.
Hey, good morning to you too. Yeah, it's I think mathematically, I think it's like a 7.9% chance. You know, there still is that that money chance. I think they're behind Vegas by 9 points with 11 games to go, and they have one game in hand and two head-to-head matchups. So, including one this Saturday, obviously, which would be pretty telling in this whole thing. But you know, they made a really good run at a certain point here. You know, to get within I think 3 points at one certain aspect of it. But you know, they dug themselves too big of a hole, and the teams that they were chasing, look what happened to Nashville. Like, they're 16-0-2, and LA got hot. And it's one of those things where it shows how hard it is to make up so many points in the standings at the later stages of the season.
It really is such a frustrating thing. Okay, before we get to, I know you've been focused on the prospects and future talent. I want to get your take on Brock Faber and this race for the Calder Trophy, Rookie of the Year. Of course, everyone, you know, is thinking Connor Bedard with the Blackhawks, but man, Brock Faber sure has made a case for it.
He certainly has, and I kind of muted my mentions after my story on Monday in The Athletic, where I made the case for Brock Faber, and I think it's a very polarizing issue, right? And I think what people need to understand is this is not a slam dunk Connor Bedard, and it shouldn't be a slam dunk for Brock Faber. They both have really good cases, and this is one of the more fascinating kind of debates when you come to voting. And I'm one of those voters coming the next couple of months. Is how do you? What's more impressive? A young rookie in a top pairing defense playing 25 minutes a night in all situations, playing some meaningful games, or is it the superstar young center who has the microscope all over him for being a generational prospect and living up to that on a really bad team? So I don't think you go wrong either way, but my story on Monday in The Athletic, kind of talked to NHL coaches and players and kind of give a feel for how unique Brock Faber is. And I think one of the biggest bright spots of this season for the Minnesota Wild is Brock Faber and the development of Marco Rossi. And those are two good building blocks to have for the future.
And you look at Brock, and I think it's funny that you had to mute your mentions. Man, sometimes people get so brutal on all that. But with Brock, you know, what's really cool about him is his leadership, too, for being so young. And the fact that he faces the reporters after games and is always there, and he carries himself as such a leader.
He's a captain in the making. There's no question. I mean, he was a captain in Minnesota for a reason in college. And I remember in November, it was a early road trip in Madison Square Garden, and he was playing well at the time, and he made a pinch in offensive zone, and the puck took a weird bounce and it went the other way for a rush, a key goal for the Rangers, and the Wild lost. And we walk into the room and Brock Faber was at his locker just waiting for us, you know, and he owned it. He took the whole loss on himself, and he let the team down, and it was a very captain like thing to do, a very mature thing for him to do. And if you spend any time around Brock Faber, aside from obviously his you know, poise beyond his years on the ice, is his maturity and how rounded he is and how humble he is off of it. And I think that's why he's endeared himself so much to his teammates. I think I put my story about the Rook dinner when they had to, you know, kind of chirp a veteran player or tell a joke, the rookies did, and Like, his teammates joked that he was looking up jokes on his phone 30 seconds before he had to speak, and he just couldn't make fun of anybody. So just kind of shows how deferential and just kind of a just really nice kid, and something that obviously has been very important to have that kind of character when you're building a team and having a cornerstone like he will be.
Oh, big time. We're so proud of him as a Minnesota kid, too. Okay, so I know you've been focused on what's going on in Iowa, Riley Height prospect, and then, of course, signing Jack Pert from St. Cloud State. That was big news yesterday. What are your thoughts about the future, these prospects coming in?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the Wilder, you know, seeing some of the prospects that were highly touted in the rankings the last few years, you're starting to see them a little more closely. Like, Houston Dinoff got his NHL experience. You're starting to see what kind of player he is. You know, Yurov will be over here in the off season in Ogren. But I think, you know, Riley Heights, a guy I wrote about for Today, one of the top players in the WHL, a really committed two-way player, a really electric playmaker as a center, and he will have every chance in the world to make the team in the fall. And so I wrote about him and kind of how he got to where he is and why he's kind of why he's ready to make that jump. And so and then I was in Iowa just this past week, just kind of wanted to get a feel for the process behind the scenes in the development program under Brett McClain, because there's so many key pieces there on the blue line, those prospects that are getting tutelage here, and to see how they can grow and either become Minnesota Wild players or potentially trade ups to get you a really big piece going forward here.
Sure. Talking to Joe Smith with The Athletic, just real quickly, do you think Fleury will stay around next year?
I think there's certainly a chance. You know, the way he's playing and acting, he looks like he has a lot more to give and play. And so I think if he plays anywhere, I think it's in Minnesota. And I think, you know, that would be definitely make for an intriguing offseason goaltending, because they have two good options there. And then I just spent some time with Jesper Wallstedt in Iowa as well. So, but I think he'll make his decision at the end of the season. I think everyone will respect that. But I think if he does play anywhere next season, I think it would be probably in Minnesota.
Good to hear. All right, Joe. Well, gosh, after that glove save he made Saturday afternoon, we had a great view of it over it. The guy still's got it. It would be great to see him back. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be something for us to write about. For sure.
Exactly. Exactly. Joe, thanks so much for joining us. You can read all of Joe's coverage of the Wild in The Athletic. Thank you, Joe.
No problem. Anytime.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.